Emily. Written by Val Wood. Read by Anne Dover. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Chapter 1. Leave me a dozen eggs in yon hen, and they can tech little lass. The child stared, first at her mother who'd spoken, and then at the tall, thick-set youth who carried a square wicker basket with a speckled hen poking its beak over the top, and she knew that her future was being decided. The youth's eyebrows shot up and then down and then up again. "Nay, I can't. She said I had to fetch a little lad." Her mother shook her head in the determined manner which the child knew so well. If this was to be a battle of wills, she knew who would be the victor. "Lad can't go. I need him here. They can take Emily. She'll be a good worker when she's big enough." And so it was decided. Emily was sent to put on her boots and shawl, whilst the hen and eggs were handed over in exchange.
"I'm not sure," she heard the boy say as she entered the house. "She'll have summat to say."
Her father was sitting in a chair by the fire, his head against the chair back, pale-faced and his eyes half-closed. Emily put on her boots and then stood by him. He gave a slight nod, and she lifted each foot in turn so that he might fasten up the laces as he usually did, for she'd not yet mastered the art of tying them with knot and bow without them coming undone.
"Must I go, da?"
she ventured, clasping her hands in front of her. He swallowed, the movement seeming to cause him pain, for he closed his eyes for a moment before answering.
"Aye."
His voice was husky.
"If thy ma says so. There. I've put a double knot so's they won't come undone. They'll be fine, don't worry."
"Will I come back?"
He stroked her blonde head, so like his own, and then patted her cheek.
I don't know. Maybe not. Go on now. Don't keep him waiting. It's a long journey."
Still she hesitated and glanced towards the open door, where her mother, outside it, was impatiently tapping her foot. She looked around the small, sparse room. There was nothing else she needed to take. No possessions or essentials. Nothing that was hers alone.
"We've got an old hen," she whispered. "We don't need another."
"Come and give the da a kiss and get off."
Her father drew her towards him, and she leaned and kissed his thin cheek.
"Shall I see thee again, da?"
Her lip trembled as she spoke, and she kept her eyes on his, willing him to say yes.
"Get off now, lass. Go on. Don't be asking questions that I can't answer."
Her father, who had always known the answer to every question she ever asked, was reluctant to answer this one. She picked up her woolen shawl and walked slowly to the door, then looked back. Her father had his eyes closed again, and his cheeks were wet.
"I could stay and look after thee, da."
He opened his eyes, and she saw that they were glistening. He put up his hand and made a gentle movement for her to go. She turned again and left the room. Her mother fussed in an unaccustomed manner, pinning her shawl and refastening the buttons on her dress. Then she gave her a little push.
"Go with Sam now and be a good lass. Do as his gran tells thee."
She offered no kiss, as her husband had done, nor any explanation as to why or where she was going. Emily looked up at Sam, but he kept his eyes on the ground and didn't look at her. He had a round, weather-browned face and wore a thick grey cotton smock and cord breeches and a floppy-brimmed hat on his brown hair. He picked up the empty wicker basket and prepared to move off.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?